Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh,
good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Mighty Plumbers Union. We're in the office, we're in the studio today. It's not actually a cold morning, so it's quite wonderful. And there's a lot going on. We're just having a bit of a chin wag, me and the boys, about upcoming things and so forth. And let's say we needed probably a full hour to cover everything, but we've only got the half an hour. So let's kick straight into it. I'm Rusty. Across from me, we got the Big Pickles. How are you, mate?
Almost a little Pickles now, but me and Warwick.
You actually are.
Yeah, good to be here, Russ. Good to have the two of you back. Wasn't the same without you last time. I think me and Herky were trying to work things out. But yeah, good to have you back, boys, and good to be here as always.
You did an awesome show, actually, mate. We were listening, me and Wazalish, right,
up
in the morning.
Up in Wodonga.
Yeah. Oh,
beautiful,
right.
Beautiful.
Right, we're getting ready in our undies, God love us, and getting ready for the day, and yeah, we're listening in. You were doing a really good job. So
sharing the double bed.
Sharing's caring,
exactly,
as my son
right.
says,
it
right?
It was a king single.
Right? Who actually was. And Warwick, Waz, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, mate, you?
Yeah, good, mate. Got the cut. Looks fresh cuts.
Fresh
right?
cuts.
Yeah,
you know
lovely.
What did every person that saw you this morning, we all said how good you were looking, didn't we?
A few compliments this morning.
Even the homeless man had
I did pay him.
Yeah. The beard's all lovely, mate. Lovely.
Yeah, looking sharp.
You are looking
sharp.
Got all
good for Sunday, mate.
Hey, oh, mate, I'm looking forward to that. That's exactly right. We'll get into that a bit later as well and touch on that. And Hercules, how are you, my friend?
Good, mate.
Yeah, going well?
Going good, going really good. I'm inspired by Warwick now. Actually, we're going around today to a few jobs and it's putting me to shame.
Yeah.
Well, I should have worn a shirt. I should have got my hair done. Like,
I know, Will.
It doesn't last long, mate. You look see me at the end of the day.
I get my hair cut every 2 weeks. My barbers look at me like, what are you doing? But
every 2 weeks,
mate,
is it?
When I left the barber, he said, there you go. You look human again.
No, that's good.
Don't have the Ned Kelly beard, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Nah, awesome, guys. Obviously, it's been a big couple of weeks since the boys were last on. We got lots to cover, a lot of things happening in our industry, as you could imagine. CFMU Brothers, ETU, all the rest of it. A lot of jobs coming up, regional and so forth. Obviously, me and Wazza just mentioned about going up to Wodonga, Albury, Benalla, Wangaratta, all those sort of areas. So there's lots going on up there.
It's busy up there. It's a busy little thoroughfare up to the border. Even across the border, Rusty.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I know. Yeah, no, it's very interesting across the border, right?
Yeah,
it's like the no man's land, but anyway.
Yeah, well, they say us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just threw a chip in there, and then all the seagulls came in. They've never been there before, but...
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I've got to see them, surely. Anyway.
Yasu.
Right. And Pickles, so what's been happening in the area, my friend?
Heaps, mate. It's been running around. We've obviously just this being the start of the year. What are we in? We're in March, sort of the start of the year.
Yep.
Just locking everyone in, a couple of delegates in the last week or so, which is good, which is a nice sign for the area. And yeah, just getting around and speaking to the members, obviously just pushing the message coming up to Easter that we are sort of entering that period of time where things do happen out on site, which is bad as is to say. We keep harping on about if something's going to happen, it usually happens leading into a long weekend or a holiday.
Well, your focus changes, doesn't it? Dreaming about the time off and eye on the prize and keeps you safe.
Exactly right. We've had a few pretty serious incidents the last couple of weeks, which is always hard. Number one, for the member who's going through if there's either a serious injury, illness or death. So it is hard for everyone, but we have been getting around pushing that message. And obviously with the travel insurance as well, guys, if you are heading away interstate, overseas,
do it this week, guys.
Make sure that you are going on there and taking out that travel insurance. And I had a couple of an EBA company they've just signed an EBA and wanted to sat down with the members that have just come on board with an EBA, and I sat down and explained everything that the union gives them and what the benefits are, and they couldn't believe it. Like, it's a nice thing when you sort of run through what this union does give you. And I think even the travel insurance, people go, what do you mean that's free? Like, they can't get their head around all of the benefits that come with being a PPTU member, free training, all etc.
Everyone dividends.
Knows, mate, the dividend, exactly.
5%.
It's like it's a no-brainer for people. So it's always a nice thing just to get around and speak to the members and do those toolboxes. Now we've sort of got over the hecticness of the start of the year going well. And me and Warwick are going to head up to Gippsland next week. Go have a bit of a cruise around, have a look at a few things.
We'll get around, mate.
We do. Exactly right. With the price of diesel, mate, we're definitely chucking some...
You need to be like Lehman Brothers together.
I'll tell you what.
We're all going to be driving Teslas in no time because it's...
We'll be in the BYDs.
Yeah, exactly. So, going well, Rust. Looking forward to my few weeks off as we all are. Just on that as well, guys, if you are working for the Plumbers Union Company, obviously the ETU and the CFMEU do not have those 2 days off over the Easter period.
Correct.
We've already had it raise its head a lot. If you are being asked or being told that you're working over that time period, give your organiser a call, speak to your rep on site. We can put a quash to that, guys. Obviously, we will work in with companies, and if you've got to do a concrete
emergency works and so forth.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But if you do need a bit of a helping hand to be told no, guys, just give us a call. We're cruising around. And let us know, and we'll put a stop to that as well.
That's right. Well, it's classified as a shutdown. And 100%. With the shutdown.
Yep.
Big money there, mate. Money.
Money,
right?
Just let us know, guys. We'll help you out.
Yeah, that's right.
There is a lot of bosses that listen in, so.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah. Hope you're going well. They're all probably on the...
Get your wallet out.
Right. They're all probably a little bit upset that the airspace over the Middle East is closed, because I think probably most of them were going to Mykonos or something like that over that break.
Don't start with him, right? Good old Phil.
Which one?
Slippery.
We saw a really good contractor yesterday. Luckily, his plans got fixed. But it's a weird time in the world.
Tall
but,
unit, isn't he? Big hand.
Yeah, what a gentleman. Yeah, good
bloke.
Nice to meet him. Yeah,
good bloke,
appreciate the catch up yesterday.
Ripping bloke.
Good company, actually.
They're one of the better ones, mate.
Yeah,
they definitely was nice working with us.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out to Steve as well. Steve's an absolute gentleman.
Yeah, he's champion, Steve. Right?
Too bad.
But there's always one that lets him down, though. Yeah. I won't mention his name. I'll be going to Mykonos as well.
What are your brothers?
I can actually mention on a positive note, Gary said, Butterworth said, can you please change my name out of your phone from Gary No Favours Butterworth to Gary Favours Butterworth, because he's finally done me a favour. He's put on a young apprentice, right, which is awesome, which apparently is my nephew, even though he's not, right, because I've been pushing him for so long. And he's finally put him on the Palladium job out there down here in Fitzroy,
and
which
he's
is Hickory. He's done me a favour, so don't worry, Gary. I've already changed my phone book,
Gary,
mates.
Gary, one favour, Butterworth.
They're usually related to Sandra, aren't they, the
favours? Yeah, we won't go there, right?
Although I'm changing Gary's name in my phone to No Favours.
Because you want a favour out of him, right?
You've got two sons, Herc, so you never know. It's a long time in the industry. Exactly. Leo's probably only got 10 years left of school, doesn't he? He's six.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
he'll be a sprinkler fitter in no time.
Yeah, exactly.
Same as Ethan.
That's right. We've got a contingency plan.
Yeah, that's
my
it.
Master.
Hey, he put someone on for me the other day, but anyway. Also, I just got a message off Johnny. They're obviously him and Jovra, or Billy Jovanovski. They're going up to Ballarat today. I know they are. The Layman brothers as well. Right, there's a few
few jobs.
Yeah, we're trying
up there.
To save on the petrol prices.
100% we are, mate.
We go together. We take two cars.
Yeah.
They offer us a room each, but those two will definitely be sharing.
Yeah. I called Johnny the koala. Right? I called Johnny the koala. I said, yeah. Jobby, you're going to get a knock on the door at 10 o'clock going, you see Johnny just like a koala hug onto him, right? God love him. So,
g'day, boys, and g'day, men's. He's doing a ripping job up in Ballarat as well. So.
Geez, they'd have to be close. They've got a toolbox at 7, don't they?
Yes, correct. Yeah. They'll be probably stepping out of the car if not already there. Nah,
good on you, boys.
So, awesome. And, Woz, what's been happening in your area, buddy? You've always got something going on in the state of Victoria, right?
Well, which bit do you want, mate? There's always something going
on.
The state
of New South Wales?
Yeah, south of the state of New South Wales.
Oh, it's busy there on that border.
Oh, yeah.
I took a lot, lot of photos of jobs. Just
you actually
waiting to
did.
Know who to send it to.
Yeah.
It's like the Gaza Strip. Everyone's fucking... It's contentious, isn't it?
There's a few school packages happening up there, first mate. One of them, the one we went to in Thurunga, mate, that is as big as any sort of school package
it's
down here.
School,
bloody oath it is. So...
Hope they get some visitors. I don't know. Anyway. flat out, mate. Doing a bit of off-site stuff now as well.
Hardest working man in the union, Buck.
Bargaining meetings, you're a man of many talents.
Oh, yesterday I was definitely stirring the pot with a solicitor from a certain company.
And yep.
He didn't really like it. Mm. Told me to go spit in the wind. So
I like that.
I said, you just stay on Zoom, buddy.
Yep. No, you're doing what you need to do, mate. You're representing the members.
We're going through the bargaining process and they've lowballed us with an offer. And we explained to them what the CPI was earlier in the year. And it's just gotten worse. So I said, our offer might be a bit low at this point. We might need to amend that and go up again because as the rates keep going up, so does the cost of living. So anyway, it's going all right. They're digging their heels in. That's what we do. That's with the brothers at the CFMU and the AMWU. So it's a co-signed agreement. It's not going as smoothly as we like, but corporations are like that when you've got lawyers sitting in Sydney.
Well, they've got the New South Wales mentality.
Exactly right.
So, yeah.
Ah, well, is what it is.
I'm not poking the bear over you.
No, I laughed on the way out. That was good. Really shit stirred him.
I know you do, mate. Yeah, I love it, right? Yeah. But anyway, and awesome, mate. And Herx, what's happening, buddy?
Quite a fair bit. As you know, the northern suburbs, there's never a dull moment out there.
Mm-hmm. Tobacco wars.
Yeah,
tobacco
a knife and a gun in your sock, mate.
Machete
you'll
attacks.
Be right.
Exactly.
A few data centres.
Yeah. I'll go straight into a data centre. So AirTrunk 2 has officially been ticked off with built. So they landed out there last week. They're doing the demolition just
great
on the
result.
Corner of Sharps Road and Killer Park Drive. For the listeners, it's going to be a monster. $3 billion data centre. Sorry?
That's right.
It's going to be a monster. I saw the Geski boys out there a couple of days ago. They're raring to go get the teeth stuck into it. As though the T1 contractors for us. When they land on a job, it's fair income. So, I was near. He saw the warehouse market this week, so I was going for all Texco jobs and I went to quite a fair few of them. Saw the Cormac guys, Meridian crew, and good bunch of lads.
Good old Peter Rawson.
Yeah.
I've got a great
character.
Relationship with him.
Interesting character.
So those pickles.
a bit of comedy at 6:30.
We all get along.
Yeah. No, exactly. And just touch base at the airport as well. So as I mentioned previously, the $4.5 billion airport project is going ahead. It's going to be an absolute monster. So when the terminals kick off, we'll have a lot of members there. When it comes to the runway, not so much, but the new terminals, that's our bread and butter.
Well, they've started that early works out at the airport rail as well, so that'll be coming in. It'll be real busy out at the airport soon.
Exactly.
Absolute chaos.
Do you fancy adding airport to your resume, Wazza?
He's just trying to palm everything off at
wouldn't
the moment.
Wouldn't mind adding it
to
the places I'm about to visit, but that's to get on the plane.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah, quite a fair bit of work in the north. We've got going to a job in Deanside today. There's a shopping centre out there. So just a random little suburb, big shopping centre. So we've got Chaddock out there.
Lovely.
So yeah, it doesn't stop.
No, awesome, mate. Awesome. And as usual, we're drifting or gliding through the show, as one would say. Obviously, we'll kick over to a track and then we'll get back into business. Shout out to my old man, Stephen. He's listening in. He's a vivid listener. And he wanted this song, Cherry Bomb. It looks like it's back from 1910. God love him. But anyway, let's kick it over.
Can't stay at home, can't stay at school.
And just like that, we're back on. Awesome track, Dad. Pretty good, actually. We're bobbing all up and down. Yeah, it was short and sweet, right? Short and sweet, yeah. Lovely, lovely. That's it. Obviously, we'll get straight back into it. We've got the next gen meeting, our young activists, as one would say, down in Geelong. We've got the Geelong crew running the meeting down there at Geelong's Trades Hall, from what I'm led to believe. Mm-hmm. There's been a bit of conversation because there's renovations and so forth happening out at the PICAC down in Geelong. God love them. So there's obviously the meeting's been backed up to Geelong Trades Hall. So just keep that on the books.
It's on the 24th.
And it's the 24th of April, yeah. Correct, mate. There's a few of us getting down.
I mean, there's no better reason than to have to relocate than to have your training centre getting an expansion.
Upgraded.
Exactly right.
Just like
accommodate
bucks.
More apprentices, yep. And... offer all the courses down in Geelong, which is great for that area.
It's just about training, mate. That's all it is. Educating, re-educating our members and upskilling, as one would say.
It's an important thing.
And Menzies and Lukey Pets, they're doing a great job of sort of getting the... Pardon me. Of getting it rolling down there as well. So, guys, would like to see some more Geelong members and some more regional members there as well. I know a lot of guys come from Melbourne, but if you are living down that way... Please come down. It's a great way to get to know each other. And from a selfish point of view as well, guys, if you're getting involved in the union, you've really got your finger on the pulse of what's coming up. And and we do need more reps as well down there. So,
it's
guys.
It's a great introductory way to get involved. And
well, look at us.
Yeah, exactly. I know. We're cooked.
And there's two more.
Look what it did to us.
There's two more that have been coming to meetings for the last couple of years about to get their start as well. So.
Yeah.
Turn up, show your passion. You never know.
Well, there's plenty of jobs coming up where it's necessary for us to have delegates. We're sort of running out of them, with all due respect. So, but in saying that, that's in the future works the second half of the year as far 100%. As the delegates and so forth. Massive jobs coming up. They've just landed sheds down there in Fitzroy, on the corner of Fitzroy Clifton Hill. Gasworks, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a massive job.
Who's building that yet, do you know?
Hickory.
Oh, Hickory.
So they've done a package as far as having Palladium across the road.
Yep.
Right? It's pretty much one street separates it. And so that's already kicked off.
They're building a massive gantry.
Yeah, they are. Correct. Yeah. I know exactly what they're doing. it'll be like the Montague Bridge where everyone just smashes into it, right? So... you're definitely right there, Herks. They're obviously building stuff out there. And in relation to that, $800 million across the road. Gasworks, God love them. There's obviously a lot of other projects happening as well down in my area. The Northern Hospital's going to be kicking off sooner than later, towards the end of this year, I'm led to believe. They're tendering it at the moment. And from what all accounts I'm hearing, they're going to be using the same contractors that they used at the Thomas Embling Centre, John Holland, that is. It was obviously advertised on a few ministers' pages, Labor ministers' pages, about the third stage happening out there. God love them. So, or fourth stage, should I say. So it's all happening down there at the moment.
I'll tell you what, if there's ever a hospital that needs an upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
Far out.
Where's that?
The Northern.
Yeah.
Is that Heidelberg or is that Epping. The Austin? Epping. Oh, that's where we were yesterday, wasn't
Cooper
it?
Cooper Street.
Yeah, we're out there yesterday. I had no idea where I was. Yeah. I was following Dobber around in circles.
Awesome.
Definitely need some love out there.
Mm. And there's plenty of land to build it on.
God, it's expanding out there. It's crazy. I couldn't
believe how much is going on. You've got SM1 and SM2. $4.5 billion, $2.5 billion data centers, mate.
Yeah,
finally get them in my area. Paul Herks has had them forever and a day.
And Johnny.
Right?
They've seen Johnny crazy. They're sending me crazy too. So.
That's it. Oh, we did speak to a contractor yesterday, and he was staying right away from him, didn't he? He did one in South Australia, our mechanical contractor, and he wants nothing to do with him because of obviously all the push and so forth. He's just happy in his space apartments. God love him. So, and that's all that you sort of
And that's the thing, as we're saying, as this top end of the space gets busier, that obviously leaves a gap underneath because these guys aren't quoting that. So
it gives when the focus changes to data centres, it leaves opportunity.
100%. It creates a great opportunity there.
Absolutely. That's it. An opportunity for everyone in that sort of market, wherever they're quoting. Yep. We voted Mickey Boy up, didn't we? So that's out at Warringal Hospital, Kane Construction, the third stage. God love him. It's been going for a little bit now. Obviously, numbers have increased. Well, when numbers increase, you know, there's a bit of push with production and so forth. So in saying that, we had to get someone out there, and no one's better than Mick, mate. Let me tell you, he's going to hold them to account. God love him. And not saying we don't work with Kane, but in saying that, obviously, everyone's got their difference of opinions every now and again. And we've got good contractors out there too, right?
Really good contractors.
Yeah, really good. Cook and DS at D&E. right? You've got Bayside as well as out there. You've got Harrison Roof, and you've got all a mixed bag of contractors. Yep. Client Preferred,
Allen's Insulation, Lagwell. That's Lagwell plug.
Yeah,
we're doing the right thing at the
moment. G'day, Stevie. How are you, mate?
Doing the right thing at the moment.
Who's doing the med gas? Oh, touchy subject.
What are they called?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I had them in the sheds the last few weeks. Yeah. but hey, that's a moving beast, right? We give them the opportunity, just like any contractor, suck and seed and see where they go from it, right? So we're not going to bag them too much, but let's continue with the times.
keep an eye on your
go control. Take a photo, Oz.
Mate, I say it every time. Log into your accounts, take an active interest in your Inklink, in your CBUS, in your long service leave. Log in, see you're getting what you're meant to be getting, and if you aren't, pick up the phone.
Yeah, let us know. We don't have a crystal ball.
Absolutely not, mate.
We do not have
got one contractor at the moment that's I've asked for remittance how many times, and he said, "That's okay, I'm just paying it now." I was like, "Which bit?" He said, "All of it."
Wow.
Yeah. Never paid super the whole time.
Yeah, that happens, mate.
It is bizarre, isn't it? And being an election year, we've got obviously a lot. We're going to have a lot of promises and a lot of things going around this year. So I think we're in good stead for especially school packages and stuff like that. I think a lot will get promised and hopefully delivered. So
well, they do it in waves, don't they, Pickles? Yeah, they do hospitals all in one hit, then they do schools all in one hit, right? So
it's interesting with Maroondah Hospital as well, that the land that they had in Wantirna. Has just been sold to a developer. So
saw that.
Yeah, it's no longer happening there, which it looks like if it does happen, it will probably be more so in Ringwood, East Ringwood. From my own selfish point of view, it's a little bit disappointing for my area that has been sold, but hopefully that does get a lick somewhere else.
Tell you what, the LGAs and all the rest of it are doing a good job of selling off land for profit rather than for the interest of their constituents at the moment.
Yeah.
So I see it a lot where I am. You know, public assets, whether it's
all the army barracks are getting sold, mate. Army land,
public parking for shopping districts, or parks, or what used to be public housing. You know, they shorten up the blocks, they sell some off for profit. Well, I can't see how it's best interest for the people who actually pay their rates to the council.
It's not. I think they're just trying to potentially just try and sell themselves out of a bit of debt and make the balance book look a little bit better. But you're right, Warwick. I think we need to focus on what's best for the community and the local communities and proper consultation with the community at the moment
as
well.
Where I am, I see a real vast range of people.
100%,
Eaglemonts and Ivanhoes down to the West Heidelbergs. Mm. And you certainly see a bit more love in certain areas than others.
100%.
Oh, darling, yes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. What are you doing across Bell Street?
How dare you riffraff get back?
To North Anvil.
Speaking of Heidelberg, we've got something coming up on Sunday.
We do, down the kennel.
Yeah.
The Cummo Cup.
Oh,
hello. Get down. It's good for a great cause. John Cummins Foundation.
100%.
Brain cancer research. Mm. They've raised, I forget how much they've raised over the journey. Obviously,
You don't hear that on Jackie Felgate. Don't do your raising the good things.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Mine's boiling. It'll be a great day. Get down there from 11 o'clock. Game starts at 3. Raising money for a great cause. You know, they've got the John Cummo rooms down there, so...
Yeah, no, awesome, mate.
But good working class club. They're playing the Bloods, Laylaw.
Should be a good turnout, good game. I'm looking forward to it.
BYO Knives. No, I'm teasing. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, get down to Shelley Park, Sunday. Yeah. Get down, support it, have a couple of beers. They've got the old boys running around, a few kids. Mm. It's a big charity match, so... Mm.
And bring your wallets, guys.
Old Cedo's putting the boots on for North Heidelberg, so that'll be good to see.
Yeah,
I think the Harvey brothers are playing. Yep. No, it'll be a great day.
No, it will be awesome. And obviously, it's get down there at 12. That's the recommendation. That's when the gates open, and then obviously the match kicks off at 3 o'clock.
What have we got on Saturday night?
I was going to be a few sore heads on Sunday because Saturday night we've got the big fight,
the Kai boxing, Hodgson. Kai Theo Dunas.
Come on, Kai.
It's like a bit of a flashback, a bit of Plumbers Union infighting.
It is. That's right.
Sponsored versus sponsored.
We had Kai in 2 weeks ago. And so, Kai, you know where my loyalties lie, mate. Good luck with that. You're going to smash it.
Yep, definitely, mate.
Main event.
Yep, and young Dante as well.
Yeah, Dante Kulusevic.
He ended up, unfortunately, from my understanding, I think his opponent pulled out. I just heard this late yesterday.
Fear will do that to a man.
So, which is a bit disappointing because I know he's been training and he's a bit sick as well, as one would say as well. Like, meaning he's in, he's a bit under the weather. So, good luck with all that as well, mate. So we know how hard
Levi might
worked.
Jump in the ring with him.
Yeah, I sort of bagged him yesterday too.
Even all Dave.
Dave Shembri, and his wife as well. They're she's going to be looking at doing a fight as well.
We don't want to do a home invasion on the Shembri's house.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Exactly right. Now, well done, mate. We're proud of all of you guys. Yeah. All the guys that get in there, and whether or not they're just amateurs or professionals, the amount of hard work that goes into it's huge. So,
well, it's their fitness and mental well-being as well. That's why a lot of people do it. Not saying they're doing it for that reason, but obviously it's that comes a lot into it, a lot of play. And good luck to them as well. So we do wish you all the best as well, Kai.
Good luck, everybody.
And just one last thing I want to touch on. It's been brought up. It's been on actually the news 2 nights ago. Shane Lacombe, he's running a bit of a campaign in relation, and so is Big Theo, the Secretary from New South Wales as well. There's a bit of lobbying going on within the Labor government government to do with lead products. Now, when I mean by lead, obviously, we talk about lead paint. That was banned a long time ago. Well, let me tell you, there's a bit of lead and there's a certain components within a tap or any sort of tapware.
It's clearly profits over public health.
100%. So what they're doing
couldn't
is...
give us stuff, who's imported what and what stock they've got sitting there.
Yep.
Yeah. A watermark's... Yeah,
it's very disappointing.
You want to extend the time frame to get rid of these products
by another two years, so they can install them
in a few spec homes across Victoria and Australia. Well, it's just disgusting. It's greed, and you need to be thinking about the health of the nation.
Well, look what happened at the Children's Hospital in Western Australia when they had the certain components with there, and then they were lucky enough to pull it out. But it's happening all over Australia.
It's going to be a big box to tick, meaning as in with, as you said, with the hospitals and aged care and all that sort of stuff. But it's, they've basically had four years to sort themselves out to get rid of existing stock. In saying that, the suppliers, I won't go into this for legality reasons, but the suppliers haven't gone and done that. And obviously, as you said, it's profits over margin. Basically that's where it all lies. So a lot of different companies have gone and changed all their machines and different manufacturing components and so forth to obviously adjust for the upcoming tapware and whatever they're manufacturing to not have any sort of lead component. Now, in saying that, to touch on it as well, across the seas, whether it be Europe or wherever it may be, America, even so, the big brother of us, their components are nowhere near or haven't got any sort of percentage as far as lead goes in their components or any sort of tapware or what have you. So let's obviously change the world and let's change this. All right, guys, we've got to kick over and bring in the next track.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.